and the grass won't pay no mind. No, the grass won't pay no mind.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Elvis, and thank you, Neil Diamond, for that beautiful song. You can email me questions to bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. And you can follow me on Twitter, @BruceSallen. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org. in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands that they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good day, Bruce.
It is indeed a good day. After a nice rainfall, we are looking at just clear skies in Southern California.
It's beautiful.
So do you think men and women are the same?
Yeah, it's such a shame that we don't embrace the differences. And, you know, it's just locked into such a history of the way men are perceived and patriarchy and the way women have been oppressed. And so much has happened that we get to this place now that there are people who are even trying to deconstruct gender as if to say gender is meaningless. And I ran into a lot of that when I was in my master's program.
Oh, I can imagine.
It was shocking.
You know, I have a professor of communications joining the show later today, and I will ask him that question as well, because he and I disagree about what level of brainwashing, indoctrination, or propaganda, or however you want to look at it, is prevalent on a majority of campuses. So I will get his point of view on that. The only thing about your opening statement I would disagree with is I think the roles were understood in the past. It wasn't. They weren't necessarily, they weren't fair. I mean, women were subjugated in many ways and men were more patriarchal, but men and women at least understood what their roles were and understood the significant differences. Now, there were other things that were not cool, you know, not allowing women to work or vote or things like that, that, of course, I think with modernity, we've gotten beyond. But the idea that we are the same is just foolish. That's just political correct nonsense.
Yes, it is true that we all knew our places. And, you know, in the effort to sort of find equality, there have been unintended, perhaps, consequences, and that men find themselves now just not knowing their place. And there are a lot of women who are trying to backpedal a little bit to say, hey, we went a little too far, and we've confused things, and everyone's confused a bit. There was I just read a review of a book called Man Up, written by a woman trying to explain why men are still boys now and what's happened. And a big part of what she's saying is that we went so far in the 70s that to raise women up, to get sort of balance in college enrollment, and et cetera, et cetera. And there were no efforts to take care of the boys and the men.
Well, and I believe, I've heard about that book, and I believe that we are now facing a different crisis that's, oddly enough, the opposite. We are facing a boy crisis.
Yes.
With the enrollment in colleges being majority women almost across the board, even in graduate programs, and the graduation rates at high school declining among boys, dangerously so. The big problems, in my opinion, in primary education, grades kindergarten through six, where it's highly feminized. So we do have a boy crisis.
Yeah, I work with several young men, and I'm in the company of men all the time. And the young men that I'm talking to and just meeting and networking events and such, that I could feel how much they want fathering, how much they are gravitating towards what I'm saying just in casual talk. And, you know, the young boys are really lost. You know, they don't have the direction and they don't know where to turn.
I understand that. And yeah. It troubles me. And I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing and I'm doing what I'm doing to at least try to counter some of the problems that have come about. I mean, just as an example, I read the other day that the Marine Corps are looking to integrate women into the front lines of fighting. And the reason behind it is noble. The practical reality, I think, is foolish. The reason is to give them equal opportunity for promotion. But let's face it, all things being equal, a man is physically stronger than a woman. And putting integrated sexually troops in the field, I think by any objective standard, is risky. Of course there's the exception. Of course there's that woman that could bench press 300 pounds and be just as strong and fast as a man. But in general, the idea behind it is about fairness. But the fairness isn't always good. It isn't always best for society. And I think that's what's happened with the feminist and the women's movement.
There's so much confusion. There's a lot of unhappiness, a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, that it's difficult to get down to what the discussion needs to be about. On a very simple level, I know that there are many, many women who just wish their men could be happy. And if they could just have some time with other men, if they could just get the support they need. We've sort of danced around the issue, and you know what I do for a living, and I believe it's just so vital, and it's such an important part of the solution for men just to be able to gather again. You know, one of the consequences of Title IX and all the other efforts that were made in the 70s is that these men's organizations, men's groups, private clubs, places where men used to gather to be with each other, are gone now. And all men's groups, clubs have been sort of legislated out of existence, when right now there are lots of places where just women can go.
Yeah, I know. It's an ironic thing. And I asked the question recently on Twitter and in my blog is, why are there women's studies departments and no men's studies departments?
Well, there are some, but what you'll find, because, you know, we're building our curriculum for our nonprofit, Connect the Men.
Mm-hmm.
Connect the Men is going to be certifying men's group leaders because we want to have men's groups all over the country. And what we're looking at content providers, professors and men who are in this work. And what we're finding is that most of the men's studies work is around violence, domestic violence and abuse, because there's money from the government that supports that, but there isn't money from the government supporting simply helping men to be better men and fathers.
How interesting. That's fascinating. I will ask Professor Weber about that as he is my next guest. He, by the way, might be a great content provider for your work. He's a fabulous writer, very bright guy, old friend of mine. So if you think of when you get to that need place, I should put the two of you together. You should listen to him on the show afterwards, or you know, on the recording when I set it up on the website.
What I would say that there are a lot of people doing great work out there, and but we still have a big problem, and we don't have enough people really looking at it. And that's one of the reasons why we're setting up this nonprofit, to get the word out, because something as simple as having a buddy, having someone you trust that you can talk to, could set you up to avoid a lot of heartache.
Well, it certainly helped me during some rough times, of which you were there, and so I can speak to it from firsthand experience. I'm curious, in my list of differences, were there any that you kind of looked at and went, oh God, there's Bruce being Bruce again, that's stupid?
Most of what you write, I say, well, there's Bruce being Bruce.
No,
again.
I know that, but putting your snideness aside.
That's not possible.
I know.
Listen, I know these images, I've seen these images. Certainly, look, men look. And what you say about that is just true. And like we say, you know, I'm married, but I'm not dead.
Right.
and I think that certainly men can go overboard. But I think that there's a real issue. I mean, we might want to talk about this another time, about that difference between men and women, because some women get very upset about this. But there's a way to channel all that sexual energy back to the home, back to the bedroom. And it's just something that couples need to work out. But we all look. I mean, I know a lot of men, and we all have that in common.
Yeah, I try to face the wall to avoid just being obnoxious about it. I'm not being funny. It's just my wife is very sensitive, so why? And I always think, what is behind the looking? I mean, what are we thinking?
Well, the impulse control is very difficult, and certainly some men have very little of it. And it does cause problems, and they look like idiots in public. And
oh,
all that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff.
My boys see me do it occasionally, and they'll, you know, hit me in the arm.
Yeah, but the fact is, biologically, we are attracted. I mean, this just does not go away. And to make it wrong and bad and shameful is really horrible. And men are dealing with it. And what do? They funnel. All that energy goes into porn and other really unhealthy, you know, sort of distorted forms of sexuality. So there's a whole lot to talk about in there.
Indeed. We are out of time. Quickly tell my listeners where they can find you, Wayne.
Well, after my hike today in the beautiful Santa Monica Mountains, they can find me at bettermancoaching.com, get a copy of my book, and see what we're doing to coach men individually and in groups to help them to be the best men and fathers they can be.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk with you next week. Stay tuned for Professor David E. Weber after these messages.
Look you in the eye and never back up, but I saw him crying like a little whip pup because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing.
Leave your cares behind. Welcome to our world.